Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to begin by congratulating you on your chairmanship of this committee and by thanking the chair of the informal meeting of experts, Ambassador Biondino, for his excellent work so far on the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems. The UK aligns itself with the statement made by the EU and its member states and has some additional comments in its national capacity. The UK is of the view that the discussion on laws continues to be relevant and timely. Over recent years, concern has been expressed about possible developments in the field of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and it's right that we continue to give the matter our serious attention. The CCW continues to be the right forum in which to discuss this issue due to its wealth of technical, military, and diplomatic expertise. In its national capacity, the UK continues to consider the issue of laws in depth. We hosted the second International Weapons Review Forum in October this year, in collaboration with the US Naval War College's Stockton Center for the Study of International Law. The forum considered in detail how international humanitarian law, and principally the requirement to legally review all new weapons, methods, and means of warfare, might regulate the use of autonomous technology in weapon systems in future. The forum drew together representatives from a number of European states, Australia, Canada, and the United States, as well as leading academics and representatives from the International Committee of the Red Cross and NGOs Article 36 and the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Forum delegates took part in a number of collaborative reviews of hypothetical new weapon systems to assess how autonomous technologies might be accommodated by the law in future. They also examined the critical questions of how weapon systems should be tested before use and how commanders and legal advisors go about understanding and operating highly technical and complicated equipment. The forum concluded with overwhelming support for the view that should the technology ever exist, there are or can be acceptable uses of autonomy in weapon systems with appropriate safeguards, and that IHL is robust and capable of providing those safeguards. It was clear to many that technology might ensure greater precision and effectiveness and aid compliance with the law in complex future operating environments. The nature of any given weapon system, its intended use, and the location or context of its intended deployment will be instrumental in determining how much of its operation might be entrusted to technology. Rigorous testing before fielding will be an important element in informing assessments of legal compliance. The UK continues to encourage all states to engage in a legal weapons review process before adopting any weapon system for use by their armed forces, and believes that increasing the number of states that carry out such reviews should be central to future discussions on laws. The UK's policy on laws has not changed. We define laws as a system that is capable of understanding, interpreting, and applying higher level intent and direction based on a precise understanding and appreciation of what a commander intends to do and why. We continue to believe that such systems do not and may never exist. The UK does not plan to develop lethal autonomous weapon systems and remains committed to maintaining human oversight and control over the use of force. Despite progress made during the third informal meeting of experts and other conferences, workshops, and seminars that many of us have participated in this year, it is clear that further work needs to be done. Regarding future discussions on this issue, the UK supports the recommendations to this review conference. Given the differing views that still exist over what exactly constitutes a lethal autonomous weapon system, a GGE must first and foremost consider a definition. Secondly, the UK is not convinced of the value of creating additional guidelines or legislation. Instead, we believe that international humanitarian law remains the appropriate legal basis and framework for the assessment of all the use of all weapon systems in armed conflict. As such, the GGE should also focus on how to apply the existing principles of IHL to laws, including three weapons reviews. We must also be mindful of the financial constraints within which we operate when considering the length, format, and duration of any GGE mandate. Thank you.